Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Have you ever seen or heard something that you can't quite explain? Something that doesn't quite seem natural? Well, that is precisely what happened to today's storyteller, Spencer. Spencer comes to us from Utah, and when he was young, he heard and saw something he couldn't quite explain in the dead of the night. Here's Spencer with his story.
Hi, I'm Spencer. I am from Utah. This is a story that happened to me many, many years ago. I'd probably say close to 30 years ago, as I was out with some friends late one night. Now, this is a story that, for some crazy reason, my kids like to hear. I think it's because they don't realize that their boring dad actually has fun. And he was pretty wild in his day. So this story is one I personally like because I've always kind of liked the supernatural, UFOs, Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, how many of those people that like that stuff have some kind of an experience that actually is within those realms? This is the Banshee of Sandy. So, as I had mentioned, this happened probably around 30 years ago. I was probably in my teens at the time. It was not unusual for my friends and I to sneak out at night. Yes, boring me, I would sneak out at night. My friends and I, we used to cause a lot of trouble and have fun at night, but as we got older, it was more of a, hey, let's just go out, walk around the neighborhood, have some fun, just hanging out, being together. Now, of course, you know, it was always fun if cars came by or people we were trying to hide to, you know, add to the thrill, bring that adrenaline rush up. So this was pretty typical of most nights we were out. But, you know, after a while of wandering the neighborhood, decided, you know, let's just kind of kick back and talk. But we didn't want to go to any of our homes at this point. So we had a neighbor that had a very large pine tree. And under this pine tree, they had placed a little park bench. So my friend, Carl, he ended up sitting on the bench. And our friend Ann and I, we just sat on the ground facing him, just, you know, doing normal chit-chat, talking about things. Now, this friend Ann, she was actually my next-door neighbor and my sister's best friend. And so, being the good friends my sister and I were, we had hung out with a lot of the same people, so it wasn't unusual for her friend to come and hang out with us. Well, we're just sitting there talking, and it was a nice, probably a summer evening, because I remember the temperature not being too bad, but we're facing this pine tree. And for reference here, basically looking at this pine tree, behind it is the road that we'd have to walk down to get home. Well, you know, we're just talking and having our fun, and then we hear this banshee wailing scream like I have never heard before. I have no idea how to really explain it, except for it's just something out of a movie. A loud female, almost like a demonic scream. I said it was almost terrifying, the sound of it. And to go along with that, not only did it come from the direction that Ann and I would need to walk to get home, there was a big, bright, blue flash of light in that same direction. Now, Carl, of course, he heard it, but he didn't see it because he was facing the wrong direction. But Ann and I had this look, and we looked at each other like, what the heck just happened? And do we dare walk home? Now, we could have walked the other way around, which is a little longer, but it was one of those like, I'm scared to go that way because I have no idea what that was, but I want to find out what it was. So, you know, it kind of became one of those things we kind of talked about for a while, and eventually, you know, it was getting late, we were getting tired, so Carl went one direction to go home, Ann and I went the other direction, and kind of hesitantly, but in a way a little excitedly, walked past the area where this happened. Well, I'd like to tell you this terrific story of this big thing that happened and something we found. But unfortunately, it was pretty quiet. It was a normal walk home. Couldn't find any sign of anything. No additional sounds. No blue lights. But I'll tell you, to this day, it was one of those things that I think back on. It's like, wow. I actually have an experience that goes along with my thrill of learning about the unknown. Seeing what is out there that we don't know about, and what we might learn from who knows where.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Spencer, for sharing his story. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts, for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.